OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mitch's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we get choose. Even a superhero fight club will we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show, this is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks. First, Mr. P. Feature.
Hello, cellular data.
And then there's Mauer.
Beep you. I can't even say it angry.
That was a good one. To call back to Wednesday, go back and listen to Wednesday show. All right. It's Avengers Day.
Menti, we're going to have to push this off another day.
No more pushing this off, man. Okay, so if you're new around here, the Saturday show is nothing like the Wednesday show where we're not talking about news. Go ahead, Features.
New news.
Because I feel like we have to say it every episode now. But yeah, today we're going to talk about a topic, and we've been pushing it off and pushing it
and
off.
And the topic is news.
No, the topic is the Avengers Infinity War trailer. Oh, my God.
And trailer two, to be exact.
I'll talk about them both. I just want to talk about Infinity War in general, because there's a lot of speculation, a lot of rumor, a lot of weird conversations about things that have happened in this trailer that
indeed.
I feel like we need to put our 2 cents
in. I need you to calm down a little bit.
No, God,
hey,
no.
Hey, hey, calm down.
That's a reference to something that happened at Comic-Con. All right. We're going to real inside jokes on today's show. But yes, let's talk about this trailer because, my God,
epicness.
It's been top trending for a very long time on YouTube. It's like crazy amount of views. Let me get the actual number. But
more than 10, less than 20 million.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. But let's break down the trailer bit by bit. So it opens up with that weird kind of twisty shot in New York. And real quick, we start learning about Thanos. And I think what we need to do first is just take a step back and talk about Thanos, at least how we know him from the books and how it looks like they're going to portray him in the movie.
Oh, you would love that, wouldn't you?
I still think we need to do a whole breakdown episode on Thanos because there's a lot to be had there. I don't know. We
Purple
don't have enough
guy, copy of Darkseid.
Oh, that's it? That's all you got?
Yeah.
Purple guy, copy of Darkseid?
I mean, you know.
That's it?
Gets the Infinity Gauntlet sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's all you get.
Defeats himself a lot.
That's the best part about him.
Was beat by Squirrel Girl.
Oh.
Squirrel Girl is also beating a lot of other characters. Oh, guys, you you were all so now okay.
We're upsetting him.
No, you got okay. Now character. I need a Darkseid breakdown. I need a Squirrel Girl breakdown. All the things that you just said, you guys now have to break down. You guys seem to forget that there are people who listen who don't know these things.
We're sorry. Squirrel Girl is a hero who controls squirrels.
That's it.
Well, and she also just has the ability to be a bit tougher than the previous person she was fighting, which is how she beats Thanos and how she beats a lot of other crazy characters that she should not be able to beat.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Darkseid, you've seen traces of him in the Justice League. We just talked about him on issue before, the hello cellular data issue. He's one of the new gods, super powerful, wants to see everything die.
Who's a copy of the Anti-Monitor?
Who's the Anti-Monitor, Mindy?
The Anti-Monitor is a character who is quite literally, his job is to wipe out universes, essentially.
With yeah.
The okay. big white wave.
So I was
takes everything out.
I was never a Thanos fan. Not gonna lie. Yeah, never liked Thanos. He's cool and stuff like this where he's the big bad. But up until the recent comic run, I could care less about him. But this new comic run is pretty badass.
The cool thing about Thanos is that Thanos is always the reason he loses. Thanos is a deep down is just a kid who wants to be accepted and wants a hug. He just wants love.
Aww.
It is a character who is searching for love and has found it in the worst possible places. And it has led him down a road to where he's quite literally become omnipotent and is always the reason he loses that ability.
Menti's one bad day away from becoming Thanos.
Oof. I mean, if you're going to become any cosmic villain, that might be the one to be. But Thanos, it starts off with he's born in Titan, but he's born different. And I think that's something that they're going to stipulate in this movie, where he's born purple and disfigured.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes from a place where it is like heaven. It's just it's peace for everyone. It's a place that doesn't know much about war and anger and stuff. But he starts to be treated differently. And he's like the first person to ever be treated differently on this planet because of the way he looks. And that leads him down this weird path of not having friends. His mom tries to kill him like the moment he's born. It's a lot of weird, sad stuff with Thanos. And then eventually death appears to him, because in the Marvel Universe, death is an actual character. And death persuades him to essentially kill all these creatures that, I mean, now we're getting way too into it, but
yeah.
He does a lot of terrible things on Titan to learn to get her attention, and then she disappears.
Pause right there, because I feel like if you go any further, you're going to go into the whole Thanos breakdown. We can save that for another.
Well, one thing that I have to bring up, which is the children of Thanos, which is where this goes next.
Okay.
So with the children of Thanos, and this is not necessarily Gamora, but close to Gamora, where Thanos, looking for love, goes out and just has hundreds of kids.
All right? The wrong places.
Right? All over the universe, has all these crazy amount of kids. And then death comes back and says, okay, well, I love you, but I can't love you if your love is split between all your children. You have to go murder them. So only two people survive, Gamora being one of them. I'm guessing Nebula is going to be another one in the movies, but he also has a son named Thane, but that'll probably never happen in the movies. So I'm going to guess those are the only two kids if they go that route. But Thanos is the reason he fails. He's never really been beaten, so to speak. He allows himself to lose, which is what I find so intriguing about him as a character. And it looks like they're probably going to go the same route in the movies. Would you agree?
Seems that way, yeah.
Because you figure when you have that kind of a power with the Infinity Gauntlet, the full Infinity Gauntlet, how do you lose? So then that begs the question, is what is the Infinity Gauntlet, gentlemen?
Big gold glove that Baby Huey won't stop playing with.
That's fair. Yeah, the Hasbro toy is kind of hard to pass up on.
Yeah, the Infinity Gauntlet actually is a big golden glove that contains all of the Infinity Stones, which powers gems, stones.
It's gems from the book, stones in the movie.
Yeah.
But the glove itself, the gold glove, it means nothing.
No.
Right? It's the stones that are important.
It's just a containment unit.
Let's say the stones themselves. So we have, in the movie, it's the Tesseract, which is the space stone, allows you to travel through space, be anywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the next one, or you want me to keep going?
Keep going.
All right. So then there's the Power Stone, which was in Guardians of the Galaxy, which amplifies whatever the user's ability is. So
yes,
if you're a telepath, you're a stronger telepath. If you're, you know, Wolverine, I guess you heal faster. But essentially,
you're the better best at what you do.
Well, Bob, the bigger thing is that it amplifies the other stones.
Yeah.
So the other stones become vastly more powerful. And from the trailer that we just saw, it looks like the first stone he has is the Power Stone. So right off the bat, he's got everything's going to be more powerful with Thanos than they were in their respected movies.
Let's pause there before we continue the breakdown of the stones. Remember, these trailers lie.
Yes. Yes.
Thor
yes.
had a goddamn eye in the Thor trailer.
Yeah, he did.
And then we go in the movies and he doesn't have an eye anymore. So
it's a good chance that what stones they have, where they're at, that none of that really matters. Like, because we know, especially from the leak, there was some leaked the next stone, which is the Reality Stone. We'll talk about that one now. Mm-hmm. There was some leaked footage, and I didn't actually have to watch it, but I did listen to it,
mm-hmm.
Where it is Thanos talking to the Collector from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, who, as we know, at the end of the second Thor movie, has what's called the Ether in the MCU. And the Ether is the Reality Stone. What does the Reality Stone do, gents?
You can change reality at your whim.
Yeah.
You control the fabric of reality. And
you can warp it, twist it, turn it, flip it, suck it, leave it, chuck format it.
Bring a little Busta Rhymes.
I feel like this is the best one you've ever been given, but it deserves one and a one and a two.
Earth 2!
That was a good Earth 2, though.
Gladly accepted.
That was that was a good Earth 2. Anyway, so in the books, for example, the Reality Stone turns Nova, who is like the Green Lantern of Marvel Comics.
Turns him into Legos.
So he turns Thor into glass and shatters him using the Reality Stone. So that's what the Reality Stone can do.
Yeah.
And then from there, we have the Mind Stone. And the Mind Stone,
otherwise known as the Energizer battery that's holding Vision together in the MCU.
Yeah, pretty much. Loki's staff. It allows you to read and control the minds of any living creature.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then throw the Power Stone on top of that. Just imagine what you can do. You got the Time Stone with Doctor Strange, which allows you to control the flow of time so you can de-age people, essentially, or age them. Right? You can turn back time and relive moments or get people stuck in moments like we saw in Doctor Strange.
Don't ever say if you can turn back time. It just goes to that terrible music video.
Mauer, I've come to bargain.
Well, then we've got the Soul Stone, which where we have no idea where that is.
Yeah, no.
But the Soul Stone is the most unique stone because there's a whole like world inside the Soul Stone, which I highly doubt they're going to get into, which is why I thought Black Panther was the obvious place to put the Soul Stone.
I still think it's in Wakanda.
But there's a place called Soul World, which is a very similar to the ancestral plane.
Yeah.
Right?
Or the necropolis, if they decide to do that.
But it's a place where your soul can survive. I mean, Gamora was stuck there for a long time. Adam mm-hmm. Warlock, who's a big role in the
Infinity Gauntlet story.
Marvel's Jesus.
Yeah, essentially.
But he was stuck there for a long time. Even in the most recent Infinity Countdown books, he's just emerged from the Soul Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And am I missing one? Space, power, reality,
time.
Soul, time, mind. No, that's him. Yeah. That's the gem.
So it's a big fancy glove with all kinds of powers, which when you have it, you can do anything.
You become omnipotent.
That is a crazy amount of power. So what it looks like is that Thanos' reason for doing any of this, the reason why the whole MCU has been going the way it has been, is that on the planet of Titan, overpopulation might have been a problem, and he was warning of these issues, and which leads to the destruction of Titan, which is where he's from. And he then decides the only way to save the universe is to destroy half of it. Which is a very big part of the books, which is not like it's not something he thought a lot about. He just kind of gets the Infinity Gauntlet and snaps, and half the universe is gone.
Yeah.
But it looks like that's going to be a stipulation here.
Yeah. And in the books, he erased half the universe just because he wanted to make Death smile.
Yeah. It was really just to make Death happy.
Now, let's go to that. In the trailer, we get the mention of the snap,
which was excellent.
And the fact that they're stipulating on it leads me to believe it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're going to mention it and then not right. do the snap.
And we had gone back and forth, oh, we want the snap. We don't think it's going to happen. Well, the tide has turned, if you would.
Seems like it's going to happen.
Seems like we're going to get the snap.
It's the best cliffhanger. It's the best way to end the movie. If you end the movie with the snap, because in the books, we lose a lot of people from that snap. And that's why when they say people are going to die in this movie, that's what I think they're referring to. I think unfortunately, Vision's going to die because of the Mind Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It has to happen.
I feel
less likely that he's going to die. I feel that he's going to be rebuilt in Wakanda.
I think he might be rebuilt in the next movie, but I think he dies.
But he's definitely
going to
die.
But he's a robot, so can he really die?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because he's a robot that feels. Even an android can cry. It's one of the most iconic Vision moments
right,
ever.
Right, but once you reboot him, you're good. It's like...
No, you're not.
No.
They do reboot him, and he's like evil.
But he was awesome.
Remember, he's the pale white Vision.
Even later on, when he removes like any remnants of Scarlet Witch in his mind, when he has his other family, he's a little weird then too. So yes, you can. But I also think Hawkeye and I think Scarlet Witch are gonna go. That's my theory. And it's because of the snap. I think the snap's gonna do it.
So how do we explain Hawkeye not being in the trailer?
Good question. Why is Hawkeye not in this trailer?
Nobody cares about him.
Yes, I do.
Or maybe the snap happened before we think.
Well, this is what we do know for sure. We do know that the Secret Avengers are a thing. So can anyone give me a Secret Avengers breakdown?
Shh. It's a secret.
Kinda.
Basically, Black Ops Avengers.
Black Ops. And after Civil War, the Avengers are, half the Avengers are, are running for.
Yeah, they're running from the law.
So to speak, and that's why they all kind of look different. So
you think Ronan, maybe?
I think, who's Ronan?
So Ronan has been like everybody alias.
You can't just say he's been everybody.
Feech, I got this. Okay, Ronan is a mantle that characters have taken when they want to be undercover. Golden Black, bow and arrow, sword. Hawkeye has been one of the most prominent Ronans that we've seen.
So Ronin is just a new name for him. Nomad is a name that Captain America went by as the man without a country. It was the stupidest costume you could ever give Captain America.
Yeah.
But we also know that Chris Evans did sign a shield, Nomad and Captain America. So it would lead me to believe he's going to go by Nomad. Scarlett Johansson,
his blonde hair.
Her blonde hair and green outfit, which is very different than the Black Widow we've seen before. So she's probably going to go by a new name.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think Ronan is searching for the Soul Stone. I think they sent him off as his secret mission. Since he can get in and out of things without really bringing attention to himself, he is trained in, you know, the Black Ops.
I don't think they know about the Soul Stone. I don't think they know about the Soul Stone to even know to look for it. I don't think they really know about the stones besides what Thor has already said about the few of them that have already exist. I don't think they know to look for it. I think Ronan is just off doing his own thing, going by the name Ronan, so he can continue to be a spy.
Living on a farm.
Because Nick Fury, you know, I'm sure Nick Fury is still sending people out doing Nick Fury things.
Yeah.
But my point being is that all these characters are going by different names. You also have White Wolf after Black Panther for Winter Soldier. No longer Winter Soldier. He's the White Wolf.
Right.
So the Secret Avengers are a thing, and I'm pretty sure that's also why we haven't seen Ant-Man anywhere, because he's part of the Secret Avengers.
It's a secret.
That's funny. Funny the first time, too.
I don't get it.
So, yes, that's what we know about Cap and his crew. Right?
And then we got Tony and his crew.
Tony and his crew seems to be the crew to be with, though, because you got Tony and you got Doctor Strange, you got Hulk, you got Spider-Man, and then the Guardians of the Galaxy. So they all seem to be a group, as well as then Cap, Scarlet Witch, Vision, Hawkeye.
Team and Iron Wakanda. Man. Team Iron Man wins again.
No. Cap has Wakanda.
Team Iron Man did not win the first one.
They got spanked.
A little bit. Unshockingly, they got spanked. You would not have expected them to get spanked, and they did.
He let him win.
Sure.
No, he got crushed by cars. Yeah. And then Ant-Man was just throwing them around like ragdolls.
Yep.
And it took the whole team of them to take out Ant-Man. Took out the guy that you, of anybody, Mr. Maurer, would have said was the easiest to beat. And yet Ant-Man took them all on. Except for something just flew in, man. but speaking of someone just flew in him, Vision seems to be a very big part of this, because he's the MacGuffin, right? He is the character that we all know some terrible thing happened to him.
You're going into it that it's like Jaws, the first opening scene. You see somebody swimming, you're like, I feel bad for you.
Every time they show his face in the trailer, it looks like he knows something bad is about to happen.
Which is so funny, because I rewatched Age of Ultron recently, and Thor at the end going, the Mind Stone is safe with the Vision. maybe not.
Mind Stone might be safe. Vision, however.
Vision's not going to do very well. So we saw Vision in the original trailer with Corvus Glaive putting his staff on his head. And then trying to rip out the soul or the Mind Stone, which I believe he'll survive. They'll hide him in Wakanda, and then Shiri's going to try and probably remove the stone from his head. But that leads me to a point that I know we're out of order here, but I want to talk about, because everybody's freaking out about this, which leads to one of the final scenes of that trailer where Thanos is reaching towards Captain America, right?
Yeah.
With the two stones in his gloves, and everyone's going, how in the world could Captain America stop a punch from Thanos?
For anybody that has a little brother, that time where you went to just mess with him and slowly like punch him or pin him, that's all that's happening. Thanos is toying with Cap.
I don't even think that's the case. I think Vision's on the ground. I think the Outriders, who were the army of Thanos, the new army of Thanos, right? And they made a really cool, in the Infinity book, you see the Outriders pretty upfront and prominent. And that's those creatures that are attacking Wakanda. I think
Parademon Part 2.
I think they're a little cooler than parademons, but
yeah,
I do.
They don't have the smell of fear; they just go get you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, and they have multiple arms, and they look like the alien meets a cat. I mean, they're just
and they're bigger than parademons.
They're very cool, and they can do like they can read your mind and stuff. I mean, they're cool. But I think Vision is going to be on the ground, and Thanos is going to be reaching for it, and then Cap just holds his hand temporarily, like we see it for what? 2-3 seconds,
yeah.
And everyone's like, how could he possibly do that? He's not doing much.
It's not.
He's screaming, and Thanos looks like he's confused, like, all right, dude, you lost, move.
Like, I think people forget that when Cap struggles, it's a little bit more than the average man struggling. So it's not saying he's going to like definitely hold Thanos off, but he can stop him for about 0.5 seconds.
But I would believe that Thanos just stretching and just reaching for something is about as powerful as a helicopter, right?
Yes.
That's fair. And Cap, we know Cap can pull a helicopter.
Exactly.
So that's fair. It's not, he's not throwing a punch. Now, that one scene that has Thanos just like jumping through the air with that punch, yeah, that's knocking somebody through the earth.
Yeah. I mean,
that's,
yeah,
that's like out of Injustice, knocking somebody literally to the core of the planet kind,
yeah,
of punch.
Like it's not like the same as when you see him slump actually Iron Man.
Yeah, no, he's just reaching for something. I also,
it's like Features was there with those hands.
Hey, you know, I did teach him that hook.
Nope.
But we do get to see some good action shots of Thanos throughout this.
And I love Thanos' dialogue. I think they're going to do a really good job of melding this new variation of Thanos with Mr., you know, I am Thanos.
Yeah.
The destroyer of worlds.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's Cable. I mean, Josh Brolin.
Yep. Did you just want to say Cable?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of the Shakespearean in him.
A little bit. Like, I love the way he's, like, even the way he words it. When I'm done, half of Earth's population will be around, or half of humanity will survive, or something like that. So the way he's even talking about it is, like, the positive.
Yep.
Like, don't worry
I
about
hope
it.
They'll remember you.
Half of you will be here.
It's like, it's okay.
Now, and we've been jumping all over, but this kind of trailer does it. And I'm the first one to always point this out. Mm-hmm. The CGI.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to say?
It's not that
I
great.
Said it in the first trailer. All the CGI we've seen of Thanos, meh. The CGI of Tony's suit at the end drives me nuts every time I see it.
With the hand?
No, him just standing there. It looks like the Green Lantern costume.
That doesn't bother me, but I would give you the Thanos as he's talking. Like, I hope they remember you. Like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
It very much reminds me of Steppenwolf in Justice League. But also, Justice League released that movie, and that's how he looked. This is just the second trailer, and we've got time.
Yeah.
So, and we know that Spider-Man, when they did Homecoming, went through a lot of changes before we saw the final cut there. So,
that's true.
It's very, very possible. And as we know, these trailers lie. God only knows what the final cut will actually look like.
He's really aquamarine colored when we get to the movies.
But it is interesting that a lot of the fight takes place on Titan, and a lot of people are seeing, like, what's this orangey planet that they're fighting on? Well, when you have the Space Stone, you could really be anywhere. So it looks like a lot of the fight's going to take place on Titan. But let's do this for a quick second, because I do believe this part's important. Can we break down a little bit of who the Black Order is or are? Because the Black Order, I feel like, is going to play a very big role in this, whether or not they're showing them in the trailer or not.
Mm-hmm. Think of them like Apocalypse's Four Horsemen.
Yes, and they're considered Thanos' children in this. So where they used to be like his generals, so to speak,
yeah,
they're now his kids. So they're all very different in how they approach things, and they're all, some of them I find really dumb, some of them I find really intriguing.
Like Ebony Maw?
Ebony Maw's intriguing. I think Corvus Glaive is the coolest of all. Corvus is...
With the staff?
Yes.
Evil Doctor Strange?
Well, that's Ebony Maw.
Ebony Maw.
That's Ebony Maw.
Ebony Maw. Ebony Maw, and he's not even evil Doctor Strange, because Doctor Strange is more powerful, but he's a better psychic.
He's like more like Professor X.
So yeah, he'll mess with your head and possess you, so to speak. So I think that's kind of what he's doing in the trailer when we see Doctor Strange like lifted up and with all like the weird acupuncture spikes in him.
Yeah.
I think that's him just trying to remove information from Doctor Strange and just overpowering him. I don't think they're going to go into the whole psychic aspect of him. I think they're just going to make him evil Doctor Strange.
Probably.
It makes the most sense. Just getting the reverse of the character that kind of neutralizes, you know, Strange, who is arguably the strongest of any of them.
Right.
Right? That's just an easy way to neutralize him.
He's probably the only one that could hold his own one-on-one with Thanos.
Same with Kroll Obsidian. Black Dwarf. Can we just call him by the real name?
Sure.
Black Dwarf.
Kroll Obsidian, I don't know why we're changing his name all of a sudden, but he is Black Dwarf. That's what we know him as.
Well, they changed it in the movie.
Right, I get it, but he's Black Dwarf, and that's what we're going to refer to him as. Because
my name Black Dwarf, I'm going to call him Black Dwarf.
But Black Dwarf is like their Hulk, right?
Yeah.
He's their Hulk. But he could go toe-to-toe with the Hulk, which is, I think that's why they picked who they picked. Because there is one person that they left off the team from the comics named Supergiant, who nobody cares about.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm cool with them leaving her out of it. Nobody cares. But then you got Corvus Glaive and you got Proxima Midnight, who are, I guess they were
a couple?
Not in the movie, because they're kids, they're siblings.
Well, yeah, maybe but they're siblings just like Nebula and them are, where
maybe
he just goes and collects them.
That's possible. I don't know. Until we actually see that, I'm not comfortable calling them a couple.
Which, you know, brings up.
This is game, it's getting Game of Thronesy. You
know? Yeah. Well, Gamora and Nebula, like, they should have a very good knowledge of this team that they're going up against.
Well,
and how does that play into it?
I find it's inevitable that we're going to have what's the word I'm thinking of? When you just say it instead of showing it, it's going to kill me. But essentially, you're right. Gamora is going to just say, this is the Black Order. This
An
is
exposition.
Corvus Glaive. Exposition. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. It's just going to be exposition. It's all it's going to be. They're going to just say, these are them.
So when she's breaking down Thanos, and you think she also breaks. And here's who he's going to send.
I think we're going to meet them first on Thor's ship, and he's going to get the Tesseract for the first time, and I think Loki's going to die. That's another person I think is going to die in this movie. I think he's going to die.
I don't think Loki's going to die.
I think it makes the most sense.
He's dead.
I think it makes the most sense.
He has no more movies left in his contract. He's done.
And it doesn't affect the plot at all if you kill him.
True.
It makes Thor stronger as a character to kill him.
Yeah, because you'll leave Thor for dead thinking, okay, I conquered him.
Thor's not in the fight, it looks like, at all. It looks like Thor's making his hammer and that's it. Thor's,
I feel like that's going to be a flashback.
I think Thor's going to come. If he's forcing Thor to watch him kill Loki, right, watch the Black Order kill Loki. When it comes down to Thor versus Thanos, it's going to be a hell of a fight.
Yeah.
Because you figure it's a god versus a god.
And we're talking about technically King Thor here.
And I think it's what's going to be shocking when Thor goes up against him with the full gauntlet and he just gets smacked around quite a bit.
Yeah.
But going back into Corvus Glaive, Corvus Glaive is the general of all of Thanos' armies and is one of the most ruthless characters. So in the Infinity storyline, just to give you an example, he shows up with a couple guards, and he goes to Atlantis. Where's the Inhumans live?
Oh, Atalan.
So they're in Atalan, and he's trying to find more information about the Infinity Stones and locate them. And as he's there, he's talking to Black Bolt. Black Bolt threatens to kill them all, and he kind of laughs and gives an order to all the other guys that are with him. And they all just slit their throats. It's just, are you serious? You think we're scared to death? He goes, no, it doesn't bother us whatsoever. He goes, we embrace that. And literally, one after another, they all just slit their throats in front of him, except for Corvus. Now, Corvus cannot be killed as long as he has his staff.
Right.
If he's got his staff with him, he cannot be killed. He's immortal. So I guess he could have slit his throat too, but he didn't. But that's the kind of guy you're dealing with Corvus Glaive. Corvus Glaive also one time cut a guy. He went up to a place that was trying to overthrow Corvus. And he says... he goes, here's the sacrificial, you know, sword or knife, wherever it was. He goes, and here was the arm that it was attached to. So he's a pretty demented character. And then Proxima Midnight, who is arguably stronger than he is and a more cunning warrior. She's the one we saw throwing the staff at Cap.
Nomad
at this point.
Speculated.
Well, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
He doesn't have a country to.
It makes sense.
To call his own right now.
Yeah. So that we feel pretty good on the Black Order?
I feel good. I feel great.
Yeah.
Mauer.
Yeah.
They're all gonna die. Like, my big thing is they're all gonna die in this movie.
You know what's gonna be funny? If when he snaps his fingers, if we get that scene that the Black Order dies with everybody else.
That would actually be amazing. All of a sudden, like, two of them just disappear. But I also think that's how we're gonna lose Scarlet Witch and Hawkeye. Because Scarlet Witch is one of those characters that she technically could beat Thanos.
Yeah.
Gauntlet and all, if she really understands her powers at that point, she could do some real damage to Thanos.
But
she can warp reality on her own.
But we don't have Scarlet Witch in the MCU. We have a version of Scarlet Witch.
Well, even when Scarlet Witch was on the Avengers originally, it took her time before she got to know more mutant Scarlet Witch. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't really understand her powers for a long time, but when she finally gets around to the world warping abilities that she has.
Because her powers are from the Tesseract.
What?
No, they're from the Mind Stone.
From the Mind Stone? Yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah.
In the movie. I mean, they're mutant powers in the...
Not anymore.
Miracles.
Yeah. Getcha. Inhuman powers. But they're not... Even then, didn't they re-retcon that one again, too?
Yeah.
I think she's back to being a mutant again. I think so. I could be wrong there, but I'm pretty sure she's back to being a mutant.
So she's the Mind Stone, so her power is drawn from that. So does that mean he could have control over her?
But that was it was a bullshit reason. That's this, like, Quicksilver's fast because of the Mind Stone. That makes no sense. I was just like, I think that was just a way to get them into the movie, and then we just move past and forget that happened.
Okay.
I think that's what you do with that bit of information.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense.
Like, they couldn't necessarily use the term. They couldn't use the term mutant. So, miracle. They happen. Miracles happen.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Yeah.
That was dumb. We don't need
dumb character.
But I'm happy with the way that this trailer went. At first, I was a little iffy because Maurer, I agree with you on the CGI was a little out there. But after watching it several times, you know, probably 20,000-30,000, I truly came around to it because I like the Bleeding Edge armor. I think the Bleeding Edge armor really grew on me, which, by the way, to me is the Prime armor, not as much the Bleeding Edge armor. I think it's a mixture of both.
Okay.
The Prime armor, for those unaware, is all new, all different armor, which is like when. Are there ninjas? Thank you. That's where Are There Ninjas comes from. That's because he turns himself into a samurai. So he can literally make the suit whatever he wants. Like those wings that he sees, that's the Prime armor. That's not the not the Bleeding Edge.
Combining that gives us the Iron Spider, which we still haven't seen in the movie. We know it's coming.
Thanks, Hasbro.
The nanites could form that, which explains why you don't see it on the back.
Yeah.
Now, the shoulder pads on the Spider-Man suit.
Not a fan. I don't really like the Iron Spider very much.
Now, if they would have made the spider all gold and just had it be red and gold like Iron Man, might have been a little cooler. But
I don't think he's going to be wearing them that much.
He's not.
I just think it's going to be for like half the movie. I think the first half will have the regular Spider-Man suit.
I think we're only going to see that the legs come out for a brief period of time anyway. It's going to be like a thing and they go, oh, snaps, it happened. And they're going to be gone.
Now, how are they going to explain him getting the first Tony Stark Spider-Man costume back?
What do you mean?
Because at the end of Homecoming, he said he was just going to be a friendly neighborhood and he turned down the Iron Spider costume.
Yeah, and then Tony sent him back the original suit.
Well, you got to remember, there's that scene when he's actually getting catapulted up beyond the atmosphere. He has on the original suit. Yep.
So when does this take place?
Was it 3 or 4 years after Civil War? Something like that? Something along those lines. I think it's 3 or 4 years after Civil War.
And when did Homecoming take place?
Homecoming takes place before Black Panther, I believe.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
All right.
The timeline's a little out of order now.
Well, and they're going to be like, there's movies that are coming out are going to take place in one.
But I know it's been several years before Tony's willing to pick up that flip phone and say, hey, Cap, I need help.
Yeah.
Oh, the flip phone. All right. So we'll end this. Does this trailer make you more excited? Less excited, the same level excited.
More excited.
Way more excited.
Absolutely more excited. Because seeing so much backstory to Thanos makes me very excited. The fact that we saw like baby Gamora hand, you know what I mean? Looking like it was out of Logan. you know what I mean? Like that Logan poster. Yep. Like all of that, seeing him in the big crazy armor and then getting more of the way Thanos thinks and speaks, I think really sets him up to be one of the best villains that we've ever seen.
Better than Killmonger?
I don't know. Killmonger's a great villain.
Yeah, this definitely, because
Killmonger and Killgrave, the kills. They're the best villains in my opinion.
I was excited for this, but not like, oh my God, excited. This is the first Marvel movie that I pre-ordered my tickets for.
Oh, so did I.
Whoa.
I'm going with her good.
Oh.
Mr. Felix Hergood. I don't usually see movies opening night, but I already got my tickets. And look, I'm going to try my damnedest to get us into some screening somewhere.
Wow.
If anybody finds out about a screening of this in the Philadelphia area, please hit me up.
Yeah, so this, in the 10 years MCU's been out, this is the first movie I've pre-ordered tickets for.
Wowzers.
Movie Tavern Thursday.
Movie Tavern.
10 o'clock.
I mean, that's a way to do it. Movie Tavern is definitely a way to do it.
For opening night, it's the best because you aren't crowded.
Is it me or is the shock of them being with the Guardians kind of worn off already?
Yeah. It's just like, we know this coming.
It's almost like I felt like when they're there, I mean, I know for a lot of people, it's like, oh, awesome, they're interacting. To me, it's been built up in my head for so long that when they're finally interacting, I'm like, that's exactly how it would go.
So, see,
that's exactly the way it should be.
Here's the thing. Right now, you guys are doing a little bit of nitpicking, not a lot, a little, and it's justified. And you, because we do this show, I feel like you already have these preset like feelings and emotions towards certain things, and you guys are like, I know it's supposed to happen. Da-da-da. By the time you see the movie, I feel like you're going to have that excitement back.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yeah. He gets excited. You know, you put something shiny in front of him for 30 seconds, he forgets about it.
I don't let my nitpicking fool you. I'm extremely excited.
He's going to be the guy in the seat talking to the guy next to him. He doesn't know, go, this is going to be awesome, right?
Yep. That's fair.
That's
fair. His name's George. I don't know him yet, but his name is going to be George.
Hiya, Georgie.
Even if it's a she. Right, right, George?
On that note, Menti, do that thing.
Wow, Wow, you guys refused to harmonize last time.
But that just happened.
That was uncomfortable. You can find the show Welcome to Fireside and any social media, just hit Welcome to Fireside. Welcome to Fireside.com is what I'm trying to say here.
Almost like we have a tagline.
Kinda. If you like the show, we appreciate the support. So if you could do us a favor, like, comment, share, all that stuff goes a long way. And for anybody who already has, truly appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. Once again, I'm Menti.
I'm Features.
And I'm Mr. Mauer. Don't forget to check us out at the OG Podcast Network. That is OGPodcastNetwork.com or on social media, OG Podcasts.
Network.
OG Podcasts.
Only on Instagram. If you go to Facebook, it's OG Podcast Network. Get your facts right, Mauer. Deuce.
Because deuces.
You know what?
Yeah.
Can we get rid of him?
Nope. Deuces.
Unfortunately, no, we can't.
Can we clone him and then program him to do what we want?
Well, the last time somebody got cloned, it was Bizarro, and he became very, very smart, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You don't want Bizarro smart Menti.
Yeah, but you're already smart. We just get a dumb Bizarro Menti clone.
Well, not if things change why are we going into DC news at the very last second? Bizarro is the ultimate version of Superman where he's dumb.
Deuces.
Deuces.